Jim, we are celebrating the people of Hobart with our very own awards, and those awards are called the Hobies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A celebration of those people that truly make our city great.
It's the Hobies.
The Hobies from Hobart's hit 100.9. Supported by Clinet's Mitre 10. Go where the tradies go.
Yes, hit.com.au. All our finalists, Jim, they have been announced, but we need you to vote. If you want somebody to win a Hobie, a coveted Hobie, you've got to go to hit.com.au and get voting. We do want to talk to a finalist right now, though, Jim, for one of the big ones. Tradie of the Year, all thanks to Clenet's Mitre 10. Now, this person has been nominated by their partner, Emma. Please welcome, for Tradie of the Year, one of our finalists, Bradley Webb. G'day, Brad. How are you?
Hey, mate. How you going?
Mate, we are fantastic. Not as good as you should be going. Nominated for a Hobie. Have you ever been nominated for an award like this before, Brad?
Not a Hobie, but my wife Emma did call up and have me nominated about 6 months ago for your last award thing. I can't remember the name of it now, which was when COVID first started.
Oh, Bow Buddies. So you run your own business, Get Bricked, you're a brickie, and yep. You were a Bow Buddy as well, I believe, Brad.
Yeah, I was a Bow Buddy, so I had a bit of a shock when my wife told me that she nominated me for the radio, and that was a definite... Yeah, big bloody shock, to be honest.
Well, Bradley, you're keeping this up, mate. We might just get you to join the show full time. Jimmy, Nathan, Brad, what do you think?
A bit easier going than laying bricks all day.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you, 100%. You work way harder.
Brad, our precious little hands will not be cut out for what you do, mate.
I don't like blisters on fingers. Brad, tell us a bit about bricklaying, mate. How's it been going? Work's been busy?
Work's been very, very busy. So obviously when COVID started, it was a bit of a worry. I'd only just started the business about 2 weeks before Christmas last year. Mm. When this COVID stuff started happening, it was a bit of a worry. So I wasn't really sure how it was going to go. But virtually the business started booming. So everyone that was at home obviously wanted to start some renovations and their home improvements because they were stuck at home and they couldn't do anything. Mm. And within a couple of months, boom, went from just me and my brother-in-law to now there's seven of us. So work's... Yeah, really, really going off now. So I haven't seen a lot of this in a very long time.
Now, Brad, I want to read why your wife nominated you, if that's okay. You probably haven't seen this yet, but this is why she nominated you. She said, Bradley is my husband and has started his own business at the end of 2019 and has worked so hard with building his business in this crazy time we've been through in 2020. He deserves this award for all his dedication to his customers and workers, for all the hours he puts in to make sure the work is up to the right standard. Has there been some pretty big hours this year, Brad?
Yeah, very big hours. There's been quite a few days where you go to bed at probably 2-3 o'clock in the morning doing quotes and invoicing and all the bookwork, and then getting up at 6 o'clock the next morning ready to go again. But running a business doesn't run its own, especially when you're only a newly established business. There's a lot of extra hours you've got to put in, and they don't teach you that when you're at TAFE.
No, I was going to say, Brad, I mean, your own business as well. It's not like you're getting paid for your work. You don't get to charge yourself. Oh, well, Brad, just letting you know, Brad, I was up to 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good, isn't it? But go to work. Oh, this is great. Go to work. Finish work at 5 o'clock. Right, now we're going to stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning free of charge.
How many Red Bulls and Mullers do you get through, Brad, of a day?
Oh, I lost count. Probably about the same as the cost of the mortgage, I think.
Well, Brad, mate, congratulations. You are nominated. You are a finalist for Tradie of the Year. Of course, hit.com.au, guys. Get voting. Brad, we wish you all the best of luck.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.